the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
The president offered one of his sharpest jabs at Donald Trump to date. He declared the Republican nominee unfit to serve as president of the United States.
The notion that he would attack a Gold Star family that had made such extraordinary sacrifices on behalf of our country. The fact that he doesn't appear to have basic knowledge around critical issues in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia, means that he's woefully unprepared to do this job.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that earlier about, you know, the president made the choice to do this, and you don't always see the sitting president get this political. But it feels like he was talking to Republican leaders to say, hey, withdraw your support. He was calling for that.
And there's no question that this was planned. It was the first question
right.
asked at the press conference. There is often a brokering of that sort of thing where the reporter, sometimes the reporter is a little less well-known in the press corps, gets the first question because he or she has agreed to ask the question that the White House press secretary wants asked. Did you ever see The West Wing? My God, it happened all the time in The West Wing.
I would say there are some reporters who say they don't participate in those types of games or setups, but I would agree with you that it does happen.
Yeah, the bigger reporters don't have to do that. Although, I don't know, did Helen Thomas used to always get the first question, right, from the Associated Press?
That was not set up, and you knew it.
Right, and I don't think she was doing that. Sometimes Helen Thomas, would, in the end, would forget her own question before it would start, but... It's very weird. Or Ann Compton.
She's one of my heroes.
I don't think Ann Compton ever, when she was the White House press person for ABC News.
Can't imagine it.
The big guns don't have to do that. But if you're at the daily, you know, the daily anything, fill in the blank, then you're like the Daily Bugle. If you're at the whatever. You know.
Some of them, I would say, would. Few would be interested in doing that, but you're right. I've seen it happen before at news conferences, even here.
Yes,
I've seen it.
So it's just an understood sort of thing. So the reporter teed him up to answer the question, and then he went on.
I think what's been interesting is the repeated denunciations of his statements by leading Republicans, including the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader, and prominent Republicans like John McCain. And the question I think that they have to ask themselves is, if you are repeatedly having to say in very strong terms that what he has said is unacceptable, why are you still endorsing him?
So he's challenging them to withdraw support.
Well, this is interesting. And again, this goes to the whole setup notion of this. Just to... And this isn't even a political swipe at him saying that this is a setup, because the reality is that that is the sort of thing that goes on. But this seems to be an orchestrated campaign where he's playing into something he already knows, which is that Donald Trump has today announced that he is not going to support Paul Ryan for re-election in his congressional seat in Wisconsin, right? Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. They run every 2 years.
Didn't you say that he praised his challenger?
He tweeted this morning, he thanked Paul Ryan's challenger in the first district of Wisconsin. He thanked Donald Trump, tweeted a thank you to that guy for his kind words.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? It means
he's also
support?
Yes, it's a tacit support. Mm-hmm. And then simultaneously, he also has done the same thing for John McCain's opponent in Arizona. So the idea here is the president knows this, and the Democrats know this, that there is a schism here, and that regular Republicans, I mean, John McCain, under no circumstances can John McCain get behind Donald Trump. First of all, it's not within the John McCain that we have come to know.
Right.
and I have come to know and respect. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine how John McCain, a guy who has been through as much, seen as much as an American, you got to remember who John McCain is, right? Before he was even a prisoner of war, before he was even at the U.S. Naval Academy and graduated from the Naval Academy, went to flight school and went to Vietnam, before any of that, he was the son of a very, very prominent admiral in the United States Navy. And as you'll recall, during the Vietnam War, and you know, we talk about heroism here. And when Donald Trump says, I don't think he's really a hero, he's not a great American hero, and I like the guys who don't get captured and all that stuff that Donald Trump said a year ago.
People thought that was the end for Donald Trump when he said that those very words about McCain.
They don't remember that John McCain himself had turned down freedom in Hanoi. He had been transferred from his prison camp to Hanoi, and he was going to be part of a prisoner exchange because the top-to-top negotiations between the North Vietnamese and the United States and the Pentagon, and it was out of deference to John McCain's father, the admiral. Mm-hmm. And John McCain, at that point, the lieutenant said, "No, I'm not doing this."
So he stayed in the Hanoi Hilton, the torture camp, for years more. Wasn't it 6 years or something?
So, I mean, this is a circumstance that, and then, you know, for John McCain to get drawn into this and John McCain to ever support him after what Donald Trump said about him personally a year ago, but then moving forward to today.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play this now. Watch this.
Okay. Number 4.
Donald Trump, speaking to supporters today in Ashburn, Virginia, D.C. suburb. The presidential nominee met a veteran who presented him with his Purple Heart, with the veteran's Purple Heart. He was a retired colonel. Trump says he's honored to receive the medal.
Something very nice just happened to me. A man came up to me and he handed me his Purple Heart. Now, I said to him, is that like the real one or is that a copy? And he said, that's my real Purple Heart. I have such confidence in you. And I said, man, that's like big stuff. I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
Bro, I don't think you should talk about that. It's going to get you to a place that you just don't want to go to. Because you talked about it earlier, and I know you're trying to stay calm when talking about Trump. I don't know what you can say there.
I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. That's why he took every deferment in the Vietnam War. That's he always wanted to get the Purple Heart.
But he had it handed to him. Mm. Maybe some other things in life, too. There are a lot of people making something of that.
Mm-hmm. He was handed something he always wanted without having to work for it.
Right. That's been sort of a little bit of a theme, I would say. Although he has built businesses and people will respond about what he's built. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Taking that away from him.
It's a little different than getting your leg blown off, but that's
absolutely.
It is what it is.
Doesn't compare.
Then he picked a fight with a baby.
We have the piggy bank. They have ripped us to shreds. Ripped us absolutely to shreds. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here. That's all right. Don't worry. I think she really believed me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay. People don't understand.
So earlier he had said, can we play the earlier? Let's play the earlier. Because you gotta hear these back to back to make this really make sense. Because the baby was crying, and 2 minutes before he said what you just heard, he said this.
It's a tenant of mine in New York, the biggest in the world, a Chinese bank. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies. So I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. What a baby. What a beautiful baby. Don't worry. Don't worry. The mom's running around like, don't worry about it, you know. It's young and beautiful and healthy, and that's what we want.
So he's being all nice, and people are like, oh, yay, Donald Trump, nice guy.
Nice.
He's a nice guy, and then he kicks the baby out.
I don't know. I think it was probably not.
Can you play it again? Can you play the second part again?
We have the piggy bank. They have ripped us to shreds. ripped us absolutely to shreds. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here. That's all right. Don't worry. I think she really believed me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay. People don't understand.
Great text here. This retired military vet can state unequivocally, no military person wants to receive the Purple Heart.
So, correct.
Thank you for your text and your service.
Sir. Correct. Correct. One wants to avoid that, if at all possible, in the military. It's one of the things. And to make sure that the people around you avoid getting hurt or killed. That's the teamwork of that. It is not that is not an army of one, despite the worst slogan the Army ever came up with, or the Marines, or the Navy, or the Air Force, or the Coast Guard, or any of the special forces, or the CIA operatives who are out there overseas doing what they do. I mean, it just, you know, those guys go in as teams and they do the right thing by each other. They take care of each other to try to finish the mission and bring everybody back alive. And if they have to go get somebody and bring them back alive. And it's incredibly hard, dangerous work, and it takes a constitution that is above mine and Donald Trump's. I'm going to throw myself under the bus here along with him. Because I didn't serve, he didn't serve. Neither of us would have a right to accept somebody else's Purple Heart and take it and use it as a political stance. That out of respect for the honor of the Purple Heart itself, for the medal itself,
right,
for the device itself, you have to hand it back.
Absolutely.
And you have to say, thank you, I appreciate it. You could tell the story, the guy wanted to give me the Purple Heart, I can't accept it, thank you very much, it's a wonderful gesture on your part. You can't stand up there with it. You just can't do it. It's just the wrong thing.
That was the most telling thing about it all, that it didn't feel right to even accept it.
And then to stand there with it and do the, you know, and then to make fun of it. You know, that's why this is a lot easier to get it this way. Mm-hmm. I hope that he did the right thing I don't know the answer to this. I can guess. I hope he did the right thing and he gave that colonel gets that medal back.
There was a Katie Turr at NBC, I believe, was reporting that it was a second copy. It was not the actual medal. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what she found out. She's been reporting that for NBC today.
Okay. Donald Trump hates Katie Turr.
She's going to be the subject of a tweet. I just want to put everyone on alert for that.
She already has been,
by
the way.
She will be attacked. Yes, she has.
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Paramedics got the WGN Travel Spots.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
Uh-oh, I broke my button.
Which button?
I broke my microphone button.
Your Trump button?
This is
the one you've been wearing since the convention?
Right, yeah, my Trump button. That's what I broke. Could you let engineering know I broke my button, my host one button? I'm going to wear this now.
It's the second button that's been broken.
It's not a button that you wear on your your shirt. This is a button that's on the
board in front of
here.
You that might be important at some point.
I can't turn my microphone off until we get that, so good
oh,
luck to
God.
All of us. All right. Checking in on the top 5 of 5. Oh, by the way, speaking of top 5 of 5, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet right now. 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Enjoy yourselves.
Number three.
For Carly Hay, the Texan crowned Miss Teen America Saturday night, the victory lap has turned into an apology tour.
I saw this.
18-year-old spoke with George Stephanopoulos today on Good Morning America, saying she's ashamed that she actually used the N-word in several tweets back in 2013.
I am very sorry. It's embarrassing. It's something I'm ashamed of. And I've grown up from that 15-year-old girl who used that type of language. It's never acceptable. And now I know how hurtful it is. And it hurts me to know that at one point in my life I used that language. I said that. And it's not me.
I don't know how that worked, but it did. And she is keeping her crown.
Yeah.
You remember Vanessa Williams, the nude pictures? And there have been other issues, too, with beauty queens.
Well, that was
losing
Miss America, Vanessa Williams, right?
Sure, but I'm just saying beauty queens in general have lost their titles over unbecoming behavior and things that they've done in their past that has come to light. And
Remember when Trump, when he owned the Miss USA? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just too bad he doesn't own it still while this is going on. Go ahead, give her a job back. Go ahead. What's wrong with that? I understand. Okay. Freedom of speech. Remember there was a girl who was like half-naked selfies and back of a bar, cocaine, all that stuff. And he had her.
Remember that.
He had her to the Trump Tower for a meeting, and then he said, "I looked into her soul, and it was all okay. Okay, I'm gonna give her a second. I believe in second chances." Really? All right. Checking in at
number two.
New York City hosted the premiere of Suicide Squad last night.
What do we have here?
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna kill me, Mr. J?
What?
Oh, I'm not gonna kill you.
I'm just gonna hurt you. Really, really bad.
Oh, boy.
That's creepy.
Jared Leto playing the Joker.
Oh, I like him.
Was asked about whether or not he is. Did he lift any of this from anybody? Did he? What did he do? How did this work?
Did he find that deep dark character?
Yeah. How did he do that?
I think the Joker is so much fun. That's what's infectious about it. This is a character who has absolutely no rules. You can do whatever the hell you want to. There's no good or bad take. There's no right or wrong answer, and that's really, really rare.
Okay.
I mean, it's doing pretty well with the opening weekend of $100 million.
It's going to be creepy. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I can tell right there. All right. And finally,
number one.
The Bachelorette, JoJo Fletcher, is engaged to
Joelle Hannah Fletcher. Will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my God. I
love it. Give me that hand. Oh, I'm shaking.
I'm
shaking. Let me put it on.
Oh, I love it.
Do women always cheer like that when you ask them? Should I be anticipating like a loud cheer? She was like, yes, yes.
What do you mean, should you be anticipating? What does that mean?
Like down the road. Like that was surprising to me, her reaction. I thought they just are normally like, yes, and cry and stuff. She was like cheering.
So it is Aaron Rodgers' brother, right?
Jordan Rodgers,
she's
yeah.
Engaged, right on the show.
25-year-old Texas real estate developer chose Jordan over Robbie Hayes last night on the finale. The final rose. Jordan was asked about his estrangement from his famous brother, Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron.
Anything with my family, it's JoJo has been a part of my family, and any conversations we have about that moving forward are with us and about us. And we're excited about starting that journey with our families. And I'll be in Dallas, closer to her family, and so we're ready for that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been introduced to Aaron yet or no?
No, I mean, it's the same situation that it's been, but it's not something that it's not the focus for us right now.
She was focusing on it a lot during the show, though. She was asking a lot of questions about, hey, where's Aaron?
Yeah, is your brother here?
Hey, what's Aaron like?
Is he upstairs? Where's your brother?
Can I talk to Aaron? How come I meet everybody, but I didn't meet Aaron?
You have his phone number? Got his phone number?
Where's
can
Aaron?
We call him? Let's call him. Hey, let's Skype him. You want to Skype him? Wait,
you are his brother, right?
Yeah.
You know him?
You guys are really related, right?
He throws it far.
What a stupid, stupid show that is. And, you know, I wish this couple the best of luck. Well, what's the over-under? What's the date over-under on when they announce that they've decided to go their separate ways? September 7th is my date. Right before the football season starts.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Hey, the original Bachelorette is still married. Trista Ryan. Don't forget that.
That's one of them. There's only one of them that's still married.
12 years later or something.
Yeah.
Her reaction was crazy because it's the Bachelorette. She knew she was getting married, right?
Do they always get engaged?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the game. Except unless they go, no, I don't want to get engaged. That's happened too.
All really?
Right. Yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah. Let down.
Psych!
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Just close this thing up. Oh, God.
The top five at five.